This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. This week's election bringing change to the St. Louis Public Schools Board of Education. The sitting board president lost a re-election bid, and three new members will be sworn in later this month, including our next guest, Dr. Karen Collins-Adams. She has a long history in education in this region, serving as an educator and administrator, and more recently, overseeing the St. Louis University Rising Teachers Program. We welcome her now to KMOX. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning.
What do you feel like you bring to this new role in education for you?
I've had a very stable career, and I am bringing a wealth of experience to the Board of Education. So I'm looking forward to being able to bring that experience and leadership level to our board.
What questions do you want answered about the last year in the district, in particular under Dr. Keisha Scarlett?
I'm really concerned about the late audit reports. Those are the reports that have to go to the Department of Education. I have concerns about the financial stability and its impact on the accreditation status of the district. So I would have serious questions that I need to see data and documentation that says that we're moving forward.
What happens to the district if there is indeed such a massive deficit as has been predicted in that budget?
We're at risk of losing our status of being fully accredited, and so that's an important thing. We don't ever want to go back to what we had, 20 years ago when the district was unaccredited. That's a people send their students, their children to schools that are not accredited. So that's important to be able to look at our financial stability and all of the and the impact that financial stability has on good education.
How much confidence do you have in the new superintendent, Dr. Borchade?
I don't know Dr. Borchade. I do know that she was with the previous administration and that the board, the previous school board, not the incoming board, picked her to be the interim superintendent, and then at a board meeting prior to the election, gave her a full contract. So I'm interested in why we rushed to be able to do that, and then what does Dr. Borchade bring to the district that would actually get us to move forward in, you know, in all of the things that I just mentioned previously, the financial stability, the accreditation status, the resources for students.
Beyond those things, what's next on your list of priorities that you want to talk about within the Board of Education?
Trust, because all of the things that have happened recently has torn away at the trust that the community has in our school district. And we need to rebuild trust. Parents need to feel good about where they're sending their children to school, and they need to feel comfortable that their children will be educated. That trust level has been shredded a little, and we need to start building that again. I think the new board members will be able to, and because we did address that in many of the forums, we will be able to communicate with the community to start building that trust level and be open with them. Everyone wants transparency. Well, you know, there's a reason why we have sunshine laws, because they need to be able, the public needs to be able to see certain things.
Obviously, transportation's been an issue. You can't educate kids unless you can get them in the doors. Are you going to be looking at that transportation piece to make sure that it's ready come fall?
Oh, that's extremely important, because you just mentioned we can't teach them unless we get them there. We have a new company that the previous board has hired, and there's a very strong contract that I think the current board, the new board, will have to look at to see whether or not this is going to work in the future. And then look at the plan of how this transportation department is going to be able to move our students from home to school timely. We spent a lot of money last year, and once we had the transportation fiasco, to be able to get students to school, and that included parents. I saw cars driving around the city with stickers on the side that said they were transporting for SLPS. We can't ever go back to that again.
What support do you feel the district needs at the state and maybe even regional level?
The district needs to have, you're going to have to repeat that. So
sure. What support do you feel the district needs at both the state and the regional level?
Oh, we need a lot of support. We need to look at how our board operates and be able to present that information to DESE, who will be reviewing all of that. The Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, you know, has strict guidelines for how we should be operating and our accountability. And so, and regionally, that what happens in our school district has an impact on other districts. Students move from school district to school district. We have to be able to have our students prepared to be able to live in other places and to be able to be successful wherever they are. So we have a strong need to have good resources and good support with DESE, with the governor, with other legislators, to be able to, you know, keep our district solid.
What do you think teachers need to hear and staff need to hear from the Board of Education?
They really need to hear that we're listening to them. They're on the ground. They know what's happening in classrooms. They need support. And teachers always say they need resources, and we give them that. But to use those resources, they need to know that someone is listening to them to say whether or not it's working. And I think they're eager for that right now.
Okay. Dr. Collins Adams, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
That is Dr. Karen Collins Adams, one of three new board members elected to the St. Louis Public Schools Board of Education. Of course, she happens to be the wife of former superintendent Dr. Calvin Adams. Coming up